it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday. It is November 6th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
So it's currently raining out there. If you're driving around, if you're looking out the windows, whatever it is, you see that rain to start today. It should clear out. High of 67 degrees. Tomorrow we'll see the 50s. And this is the time of year when I start thinking to myself, did I mow for the last time? Can I get that? Am I good? The answer to that is never yes.
Every time I see one more mow get in, whether it's our yard or our neighbor's, I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's the last time for the year. Same thing, because you think it's going to end. And then we've really had a beautiful fall. I mean, this morning's not great, but other than that, it's been lovely.
It has been fantastic. And I have a lot of mowers on the block. Like, they like to mow. They have pristine yards. So I can't, like, I've got to relatively keep up, you know, the leaves. And, you know, I know I'm getting leaf judged and things like that. It's like, you know, it's growing because it's warm, but I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be at one of these times. Cause like I have a little bit of gas left in the gas. Do I have to go back there and get gas? Am I done? What's going on here?
No, that's you got to get gas. You definitely still have to get one more mowing.
And then it's 67, like we mentioned, do you do the outdoor Christmas lights now, but not light them? It's an entire thing.
The answer is yes.
Producer Stevie's back, which means we can now play that round of Venmo or no. You'll never believe what happened. So she was gone. She went to Eras Tour, which was, I'm sure, awesome. We text back and forth a lot, but I haven't talked to her a lot today because I want to hear a lot of it on the air coming up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was all over her social media. I wanted to watch every single dot of it. She looked great. She had awesome pants on, and it seemed like she had a great time.
So Venmo or no, that'll make sense. That's on the way at 7:10. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I think what we have to do because of what happened on Monday is reinforce the dead part of dead guy in an envelope.
Oh, yeah. Was that Lenny? No, that was Barry Gibb. The best part is someone guessed Barry Gibb for dead guy in an envelope, and Tim and I are both like, nope, not Barry. Not even realizing he's alive.
It took a DM from Gina
24 hours
in Menor
later.
That let us know, said, hey, by the way, he is alive. And it just slipped our minds. So once again, he is dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in studio. The game continues. We would love your guess next. What is it? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
He is not dead.
I thought he was dead.
No.
He's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I just saw, on Instagram post them talking about how they love to be low-key in Hollywood.
Like, I read that same thing.
This is their thing. That's how they've been together so long.
Well, maybe his dad. Was it Freddie?
Yes.
Oh, his dad.
His dad. That's 100% what you're thinking of.
Oh, my goodness. What are you scaring me?
I know.
It's like Freddie Prinze Jr. died? I just saw the story literally either this morning or yesterday. Very lovely story. They're a lovely couple.
They like to go to restaurants that are just regular restaurants.
Yes. Low-key.
Yeah, uh-huh. Very
low-key. We can tell you more about him than we probably ever should have because we just saw the story yesterday. So, no, he's alive. I think we might be on to something. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's early yet. I understand it's early yet. But the way that this has been going with the guesses, as we have two people that are still alive that have been guests this week, I think maybe after Dead Guy in an Envelope, because there will be an after. There will be a guess. It will hit. We will move on. I didn't say when it'll happen.
What are we moving on to is the real question.
A live person in the envelope. I mean, people are guessing it already. It's trending
just
that way.
Just a person? Just yeah. Just like there's an alive person in the envelope.
We can
that
workshop
it.
That is
the worst idea. I don't know if
is
I hate
that. Is that worse than dead
more
guy in an envelope?
I don't know if I hate that more than dead girl in an envelope. Dead guy. I don't
know. We've had a lot of suggestions afterwards. I mean, we're trying to forecast it. I mean, I can't go through the entire list because it's still in paragraph form, but we've just had a few guesses of people that are still alive. So, yeah.
Well, that's because we're slim pickings after you've been guessing for almost a year.
I guess.
It's like been 10 months.
It has been 10 months.
It's a lot of people.
It's true. A lot of things have happened. And we're still doing it. So we appreciate the guesses. They're always fantastic. Even if they're alive, they make me laugh.
It is kind of fun.
And maybe that's the new thing. You mentioned somebody that's alive, and we have to think about it for a second because it's early and flag it.
Can we figure it out?
You got one past us on Monday. So I went to the polls yesterday at about noon. It's Star 102. It's Jen and
Tim. Oh, my
gosh,
later than you expected.
Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I know you were trying to go pre-noon to not have to wait in line.
Yeah, it was about 11:45, so it was right in that window. And I left at about 5 o'clock. Just because I was talking to people, not because of the line. Nothing. The line was easy. Probably took from the time I walked in, I'll say maybe 20 minutes, the entire process.
How many friends did you make while you were there?
A bajillion. And a lot of neighbors were there at the exact same time.
Oh, how about
that? It's like
that?
I saw neighbor Chris. I saw neighbor Keith. Oh, I saw Josh. There was quite a few people that I saw there. So that was great. So, of course, you walk up and you check in. You know, you have your ID. You're ready to go. First name, last name. Tim Richards. How are you? Oh. I listen to you every morning. Thank you, Cindy with an I. I appreciate that. She listens every morning. By the way, if you want to know more about Cindy, she also works at the Barnes & Noble out there in Menor.
Oh, so no kidding. How do you know it's Cindy with an I? Did she have a name tag on?
She did have a name tag on. Oh, nice. I said, please show me your name tag. I will forget. I have to put it in my notes app because
yeah.
I will forget the shout out. She listens early all the time to Jen and Tim's show. So I'm going to give you a shout out. I appreciate you doing what you do. And she, like as I mentioned, she listens all the time. So I wanted to give her a shout.
Oh, so. Cindy with an I. That's so nice. My kids love going to Barnes & Noble. The one at Crocker Park. It's one of their favorite stores to stop at because they still have like toys and stuff upstairs, you know?
So I showed her the picture. I said, my reading level is the new Kelsey book that I got. And she said, by the way, with the, I said,
the
that's
little my golden book, by the way.
Correct. The little golden book, if you don't know. And then she gave me the spoiler and I haven't bought the book. I just took a screenshot of it so I could put it out on social. She's like, you know, Taylor Swift is in that book. I said, actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah. What?
Like there's either a mention or
it's permanent.
I don't know. Yes.
What?
I didn't know. That's what she said.
Cindy with an I. Very knowledgeable. Love that.
Cindy with an I. Yeah, so that was great. And I got you a sticker.
Is that who gave it
yes,
to you?
Yes, I was going
to
say,
for
I
my
asked
sticker.
Cindy, I said, hey, you know, we got two stickers. I think it was, yeah, we got the two stickers. So then I said,
I appreciate
needs
that.
One, she didn't get one because it was the mail-in.
Yeah, I voted by mail. Some people get the sticker in their vote by mail ballot.
Yeah, there's mixed reviews yesterday on that, right? Yeah.
I didn't get one, so now I have a sticker. Thank you very much. I'll save this for the next election.
So...
Because I always vote by mail.
Does it change? Is it the vintage sticker?
Yeah, I don't
is it,
know.
Is it a year? No, I think it's
always the same. I always have sticker envy. So thank you.
There you go. So Cindy, thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate that, and thank you for listening to the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Thank goodness, producer Stevie's back. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you went to the Eras Tour. We're going to get into this. We're not going to talk about this now, but at 7:10 we will.
Oh, I can't wait.
And it'll be great. And then we also, I think, have to play a round of Venmo or no for something that happened to you outside of the stadium, if you will. But I'm sure it was great. Like, you looked great. You're gonna post everything on social, so you weren't here, and we're glad that you're back. And then we can also bring back Talk It Out, things that happen on TikTok, things that you see that you present to us that maybe that we haven't seen. What are we going to talk about here today?
Well, if you've seen an increase in dash cams on cars, there was a video that went viral causing people to panic by dash cams. And we're going to talk about a little bit of fashion.
Oh, there we go.
I love that.
Trending clothes.
Absolutely. So once again, this is happening in 4 minutes. Talk It Out. You don't want to miss it on Star 102. All right, let's get to Talk It Out on Star 102. What do we got, Stevie?
There was this woman, she was driving on the highway, and this video went viral. So many people were sharing it, resharing it. So you see her driving, and she was on the phone with her, I believe it was her husband, and she's like freaking out because this car is driving a little crazy next to her. And then in the video of her dash cam footage, you see the car completely swipe over in front of her.
What is happening?
So basically, they believe it's insurance fraud. These cars are trying to do insurance fraud.
Oh, because you rear-ended them.
Yeah, because the car came over trying to make it seem like that car hit him.
I've seen that.
The lady slammed on her brakes in time to avoid hitting him. And then that was her screaming, was her slamming on the brakes. And then the thud is the car literally, if you watch it, just put it right in reverse, slammed into her. And then they got out of the car acting like she hit them, like freaking out at
her. That is horrible.
Yeah. Somebody, I mean,
it's on you. Yeah.
It's basically on you.
And then they noticed.
I saw that the other day.
Yep. They noticed the camera on the front of her car, and then they just you could see them just.
They know that they failed.
Yeah, they were like, oh no.
So if that happens, and I know we're doing so if that's something like that happens, and maybe you know, do they get the insurance money? Are they getting a new car? Like if I, you know, like what. What are what is the point of that?
Damage to repair still,
You have damage to repair. Are you totaling the car? I guess it depends on each situation because the cars are different, right?
It seems like a lose-lose. It doesn't seem worth it. But now all these people are buying dash cams for the front and the back of their cars so that they're not.
Jen's literally on Amazon right now.
Me too. Yes, I am. I'm like, how much are those? How do I install
it?
Where do I go?
An increased amount of them since this video has gone viral. I've seen so many cars with them. Very shocking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to lighten it up, we'll get into some fashion news. So I don't know if you've seen Old Navy. They're all over TikTok right now going viral of people shopping at Old Navy.
Yes!
Like a resurgence.
Yes! I'm like, how much is Old Navy paying these influencers? They're all like, oh, I haven't been in the store in forever. And they have this giant haul of all this Old Navy stuff. And of course, it's adorable.
It is. They had their 94 reissue that went viral. It's basically the pieces they released in 1994 in their prime. Released them back. People were going crazy. It's like almost like vintage, but new. And then they're also going viral, this sweater, particular sweater, this year and last year for the holiday season. It's like not a Christmas sweater. It's more of a wintry sweater for the holiday season. And they come in two colors. A lot of couples are getting them to match in. You can get a white one.
No, you can left that out.
Wait a minute. Do we need to add on to our Christmas card?
They're nice Sherpa, like fuzzy fleeces. Very nice.
Oh, we need Sherpa. Matching Sherpa on the Jen and Tim show.
This will be the last Talk It Out segment on Star 102. Producer Stevie is back. Where were you at the last couple of days? You had Monday and Tuesday off. We missed you. We're glad you're back. Well, what happened this weekend?
I was in Indianapolis for the Eras Tour.
Yeah, you were.
Amazing?
Oh, it was fantastic.
And the great part is you got to see the segment with the Tortured Poets Department.
Yes, that was new, and it was also amazing.
Oh, wait, and I don't know what your surprise songs were. Sorry, I probably should have talked to you about this off the air.
Yes. It was very great. The opener is Gracie Abrams, and she was also amazing.
Oh, how was she? I was going to ask. Okay, great.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Two very different performers. Like, Taylor's, like, a performer. Her vocals, insane. Very good live.
Who opened? I know you saw it before. Who opened the first time went around?
It was, for me, it was Muna.
There was
a lot of different people.
We were talking off the air, like, wait, who opened up the first time around? Because I know it wasn't her. Okay, all right, great. So it was fantastic. You're going to share all the pictures and everything on social. We're so glad that you went. We talked about it before then. The price of these tickets, if you were to go purchase these on your, you know, your secondary apps or whatever it might be, I mean, they're thousands of dollars. It's Taylor Swift. This is the Eras Tour. I mean, this is the tour. We all know this by now. We know how popular she is. We know how great she is. Every single song you're singing along, we understand that. And then we were talking before. I said, you know, the price of these tickets, if you could flip these things or sell these things as opposed to going to that, does that even cross your mind at all? Because this isn't like, oh, well, I bought the tickets for $200 and now they're up to $300, $400, $500, something like that. I mean, it was
thousands
of dollars for these tickets.
The one I was at never dropped. They usually drop.
Yeah.
It went up day up because it was the last U.S. tour day. It was.
And you were there the last night, right? Like the last night of the last U.S. tour day. Yeah, that's big.
She kept bringing it up. She had the during one of her songs, she has a like standing ovation, if you will, like people just start cheering and she just lets it go. It was the longest and loudest one, broke some records. It was like 4 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
It was a very long concert. I was like, all right, guys, let's wrap this up.
So which is great. Like I said, we're going to highlight all that. You're going to highlight, as you always do. You do a great job. Videos and pictures and everything on all of our socials. We got to focus on kind of what happened outside prior to the concert. There was a couple of opportunities, but one that was glaringly obvious as we play a round of, let's call it Venmo or no.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play a round of Venmo or no on Star 102. So you are not in the show. You are outside of the show. You went to this Eras tour. You went to Indianapolis. That's what you did over the weekend, which is amazing. But then what happened outside?
There were people everywhere, and there was a lot of people with signs offering money, or some just said, I need a miracle. Give me tickets. Mm-hmm. Not all of them had prices, but there was this one guy who had a sign that said, we'll pay $3,000 out Venmo. It was like Venmo, Cash App, like whatever, like listed all the little apps. And that was the highest one I saw. I mean, no section, whatever. So what if you had the worst seat in
three
Eagle
grand
Arena?
For a ticket?
So yeah. You could have walked right up to him and said, here's my ticket. And he Venmos you $3,000.
That's what his sign said. But like, I think that that might be a scam. Like, what if he?
Well, it might be
account.
A scam. It might. You're right.
It doesn't go through. That's so risky.
But to your point, this isn't, hey, I'm going to the Browns taking on the Chargers last weekend, and I'm going to Venmo you $3,000 for the ticket, which, I mean, for your seats and for a lot of the seats there in the lower bowl and everything, like, that was the going rate of the seats.
Yeah.
You said other people were asking for maybe lower prices, $750 a ticket, and it was like, this is... That's not even in the ballpark if you
like
wanted to...
Yeah, they're like $2,800 on Ticketmaster.
Did you consider for even a second while you were there, like, oh, maybe I should
for
$3,000?
I had Tim in my head a little bit.
Oh,
and I
no!
Was,
that's never
I
good.
Was like,
not good.
You know, here I am, because the issue before was, will it even say, like, will someone actually buy it? Well, there they were, ready to buy it. And I was like, maybe he's right. And then... I'm looking around. I'm already in my outfit. Everyone's so excited. I'm already there.
You right.
I couldn't just say no.
I couldn't do it either, Stevie. I wouldn't have done, even just if I were in your exact situation. I had seen the show already. I'm there. I have my outfit. I traveled for it. And the whole vibe, because when I went to the show in Pittsburgh, there is a vibe even outside of the show.
Yes.
There's no way I could have taken the money. I wouldn't have missed the show.
Exactly.
It's so worth it. So
I'm just curious, during this round of Venmo or no, put yourself in Stevie's position. You were there, and I keep throwing in, you saw it before. I understand you didn't see this version of it before, but you had seen it before. I don't know if that weighs one way or the other. I don't know. But if somebody's offering you $3,000 for the ticket, you take that Venmo, or you say, no, I'm going in and I'm going to get my merch and everything else because I am here. This is the show that I wanted to see. I'm with my group, you know, whatever it might be.
You're already there.
You made the trip. You've
got
the hotel.
And let me tell you, the Tortured Poets Department Live is something special.
Oh!
Venmo or no, it's Star 102, producer Stevie. Somebody approached her outside of the Eras Tour stop in Indianapolis and said what?
$3,000 for a ticket. Didn't even care where.
Girl, I just need your Venmo.
Would you have given just one ticket? He wanted one ticket?
Yes.
So you would have had to ditch everybody, too, and just take the cash?
Yes, and then they'd be sitting next to this random man.
Man.
Oh, also
I think I'd take the 3G.
You didn't think of that part.
3G. Brian, meet my friends.
Yep.
3Gs. I don't. For me, it would be tough enough.
I would get scammed.
Justine agrees with you. She takes no over Venmo. I think to myself, mate, $3,000. You know what I think to myself. So here's what I think. And put yourself there. And what would you do? Venmo or no? You can shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102, and all the socials, or of course, call us. I think to myself, okay, I paid $200 for the ticket, right around there. Paid $200 for the ticket. This guy is going to offer, he's going to Venmo me 3Gs for this ticket. That's a win. But then I think to myself, so can I then find a ticket for a grand, keep the $2,000,
oh, still go in? To go in there?
That would be so stressful.
I know it is. And I'm not saying you could. I'm not even saying that there's a $1,000 opportunity there. I'm just making this all up in my head. This is, if Tim is there, this is what goes through my head.
I 100% believe you would do that. Number two, I have another question. And I don't know. Was this man, did he look like a Taylor Swift fan? Now, I know anyone could be a Taylor Swift fan, and you don't have to look a certain way to be a Taylor Swift fan. But, like, was he wearing any Taylor Swift gear? Did he look to be in the age demo?
There was a lot of people everywhere. So, I don't know. He didn't really look. He just looked like a normal, basic, average kind of guy.
Why is, like, a normal, basic guy by himself?
I think he was with
Hey, don't judge.
Someone.
I went to the One Direction show.
That's fair. You did.
And I got called out, and those people around me, not woke. That's
I'm sure he may have been trying to get it for someone else.
It was a thing.
Oh.
To Venmo or no. And you had a great experience. So there you go. That guy's still standing there. Take that! It's Star 102. Good morning.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.